Today's Amud is Yevamos Chaf Hei Amud Aleph. We're holding on Chaf Hei Amud Aleph, five lines from the top, by the words V'Hilchasa Kivase Derav. So on the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis, the Gemara's maskana was that we have a machloikis between Rav and Rebbe. A machloikis in a scenario where there's a person that's suspected of having a relationship with an Eishes Ish. So how stark do the rumors have to be for us to separate them? According to Rav, so it's only if there's Edim. We don't listen to rumors. We don't give so much credibility to rumors. However, the Shita of Rebbe is that even if there are just Simanim and rumors, so those are things that we give credibility and we'll make them separate. So that was the Machlekes, Rav and Rebbe, how much credibility do we give to rumors? So says the Gemara now that V'Hilchasa Kevasei the Rav, the halacha follows Rav that we do not give credibility to rumors. It's only if there's Edim, that's when we make them separate. But we do not give credibility to rumors. V'Hilchasa Kevasei the Rebbe, and the halacha follows Rebbe that we give credibility to rumors. So ask the Gemara, the obvious kasha, that kasha helchasa, the halacha that you just said is a stira, minehubei. You said the halacha follows Rav, then you said the halacha follows Rebbe. Rav and Rebbe argued. They have a machlekes, how much credibility to give to rumors. So says the Gemara, like kasha, ha bekala de pasik, ha bekala de lay pasik. It depends how stark the rumor is. If you have a kala de pasik, if you have a rumor that the rumors stop, which Rashi says means that really there's a second rumor that comes out and says that the first rumor was just a lie. So if you have another rumor which says about the first rumor that it's not really true, so then we don't give credibility to that first rumor. That's when the halacha follows Rav. The halacha follows Rav when you have a kala de pasuk. However, when you have a kala de lay pasuk, when you have a kala that keeps going and there's nothing that stops it, so then the halacha is like Rebbe, that we give credibility to such a rumor. And that's what the Gemara now speaks out, that kala delay pasik, when you have a rumor that doesn't stop, it keeps going, so then even though v'leka edim, even though there's no edim, so then the halacha is kerebi, the halacha follows Rebbe, that we give credibility to that rumor, being that it was loy pasik. However, when you have a kala de pasik, when you have a kala that stops, there's another rumor, there's another kala that comes out and says that the first rumor was not true, so then Ika Edim, so then when you have Edim, so then the halacha is going to be like Rav. When you have a color delight, when you have a color de pasik, So then we're not going to give credibility to that rumor. Then it's only going to be if you have Edim, that's when we're going to make them separate like Rav. Now ask the Gemara, so we differentiated between a kala de pasik and a kala de lay pasik. Ask the Gemara, the kala de lay pasik ad kama. How much does the kal have to, how long does the kal have to keep going out for? How long does the rumors have to be spreading for that will consider it a kal that was lay pasik? It has to go for 3 years, 10 years, 1 year, how long does the rumors have to be going on for before we say, okay, that's it, now we're giving credibility to this rumor? So says the Gemara, Amar Abaye, and Abaye said, and Amri Li Aim, my mother said to me, now Abaye never really met his mother. Abaye's mother was actually Niftura during childbirth. His father died while his mother was expecting, and then his mother died during childbirth. It's a Gemara in Kedushin, so Abaye never really met either of his parents. And so the Gemara says that when Abaye says, Amar Li Aim, he's referring to the lady that raised him. The lady that raised him, he calls her his mother. And so Amar Abaye, Abaye says that Amar Li Aim, my mother, my caretaker, she said to me, she taught me that Dume Damasa, that the Chashude Ha'ir, Rashi says, when there's a Chashash in the city, how long do the rumors have to be spreading for before we give credibility to the rumors? It's Yayma Upalga, it's a day and a half. Once the rumors are spreading for a day and a half, and there's no second call that comes out about the first one, and it's not true, once the rumors are spreading for a day and a half, that's already considered a kol delay pasuk, and that's when we give credibility to the rumors. Now says the Gemara that v'loya maran, we only say that there's this shear of a day and a half, and that a day and a half is long enough, that once it's a day and a half, so now it's already a kol delay pasuk. We only say that it's a credible, that the rumor has credibility if it's going for a day and a half. We only say that ella delay pasuk beni beni. It's only if there was no breaks in the middle of a pasuk beni beni. If there was any sort of breaks in the middle, even though it then kept on going for the day and a half, once there are breaks in between, mean? So then ha-pasak. So then it's already considered a called the pasak, and we are not going to give credibility to that rumor. Now v'loy amaran, we only say that it's considered that the rumors stopped, ela d'loy pasak machmas yira. It's only if it was not pasak machmas yira. Aval pasak machmas yira, so then machmas yirahu. But the friendship between a called the pasak and a called the loy pasak, it's only if the reason why the rumor stopped was not because of fearful reasons. But if someone scared someone into stopping the rumor, so then we know that it's just because it stopped because of fear, and we're not going to count that as a hefsek. So if then if the rumor keeps going, we're going to give credibility to that rumor, even though it was pasak beni beni, because we know why it was pasak beni beni, because someone scared others into stopping the rumors. That's not considered that it was pasak beni beni. Of a pasak machmas yira, machmas yira, who, again, like we said, but if it stops machmas yira, so then we know why it stopped, and that's not going to be considered a kol de pasak. Now v'lo yamaran, we only care about a rumor, we only give credibility to a rumor, ela deleka oivim. It's only if the person doesn't have enemies. We only give credibility to a rumor, even if it goes for a day and a half, even straight, we're only going to give credibility to that rumor if the person doesn't have enemies. Aval ika oivim, but if we know about the person that he has some serious enemies, so then oivim hu da'apku le'lekala, so then we're allowed to assume that it's the enemies that are spreading the rumors, and we do not give credibility to such a rumor. So that's how the Gemara answers the stira in the halacha. The halacha follows Rav when it's a kol, when that's not such a severe rumor, but the halacha follows Rebbe when you have a very serious rumor. It keeps going and there's nothing that stops it. So that's when the halacha follows Rebbe that we will give credibility to such a rumor. Now says the Gemara, it's a new shakla v'tariya, but it's going to tie back into our sugya. Says the Gemara that Tanan Hasa, we learned in the Mishnah in Maseches Gittin. The Mishnah says that Hamaitzi Ash Ishtai Mishum Shemra. Let's say you have a man that he divorces his wife, and the reason why he divorced his wife is because there were rumors going on about his wife. There were some not nice rumors going around about his wife, and so because of that, he decided he couldn't take her anymore, and he decides to divorce her. So the halacha is lo yachzir, he's never allowed to remarry her. And the reason for this is a very practical thing. It's because like this, if we would allow them to technically one day get remarried, so what's going to happen is like this, this man, he divorces his wife, Reuven divorces Mrs. Reuven. Why does he divorce Mrs. Reuven? Because there's rumors about Mrs. Reuven. And Mrs. Reuven goes ahead, and after she's divorced, she goes and she marries Baruch. At some point later on in life, it's discovered that the rumors were all fake. She had oivim, there were enemies, the rumors were all fake, and Reuven had no good reason really to divorce her. And Reuven finds out about this, and he feels so terrible. He feels that, oh, I would never have divorced my wife if I would have known this. So he starts spreading rumors now that the get wasn't a good get. It was all a mekach tois. Because if he would have known that the rumors were all fake, he never would have divorced his wife. And really, he wants to be together with her. Because of this concern, we tell this man, when he divorces his wife, Mishum Shemra, that you are never allowed to be married to this woman ever again. No matter what happens, you're never allowed to be married to this woman. And this way, there is no chashash. Nothing could happen. After the fact, he can't say, oh, but I thought that the rumors were real. There's no going back on this. There's no backsies. When you give this get, there is zero backsies. And this way, we ensure that no rumors will go out afterwards from him, and that's the halacha. So that's the halacha by a person who divorces his wife mishum shemra. And a similar halacha mishum neder, that if a person divorces his wife because of a neder that she made, and so now again there's a chashash that maybe she'll get remarried to someone else, and then he'll realize that, oh, she could just go ahead and undo the neder, and I really wish they never would have divorced her, and I want to be back with her. So we tell him when he divorces her mishum neder, we tell him no backsies, lo yachzer, you're never allowed to be married to her ever again. And in this way we ensure that there's not going to be any rumors. So that's the halacha. If a person divorces his wife, Mishum Shemra, or if a person divorces his wife, Mishum Neder, the halacha is that he's never allowed to marry her ever again. Now, Shalach le Rabba Bar Huna le Rabba Bar Rav Nachman. So Rabba Bar Huna, he sent the following shayla to Rabba Bar Rav Nachman. He sent to Rabba Bar Rav Nachman, Ilamdenu Rabbeinu, Rabbi teach us, that Kanas Mahu, Mahu Sheyaitzi. What's the halacha? This man, he divorced his wife, let's just stick to one case. He divorced his wife, Mishum Shemra. So they get divorced, Reuven divorces Mrs. Reuven. They get divorced, and then at some point later, they decide they're going to get remarried, and Reuven remarries Mrs. Reuven. Maybe they found someone to be Mesader Kedushin that didn't know about the whole event, and they go ahead and they get remarried. So Rabbi Bar Huna asked Rabbi Bar of Nachman, what's the halacha? Do we make them get divorced? Because remember, they were Ivran at the Kana de Rabbanan. Chazal said that they're not allowed to get remarried. So what's the halacha if they went ahead and they got remarried anyways? Do we make them get divorced? That was the Shaila. So Amar Lei, so Rabbi Bar of Nachman said back to Rabbi Bar Huna, that Tanina, Luchayra, the halacha is clear from our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said on Chavdal de Mabez, it said that Hanitan al Eshas Ish, that somebody who's accused, there's rumors about him, that he was together with an Ishas Ish, Vahitzi Uha, and Bezda made them get divorced, Mitachas Yadai. So Afal Pisha Kanas, there's a halacha that the man, the accused, the Bayil, he's not allowed to be with this woman. Let's say he goes ahead and he marries her. So the halacha is Yaitse, they have to get divorced. So you see that since they weren't allowed to get married, if they do, we make them get divorced. And so says Rabbi Bar of Nachman, that the same halacha should apply in our case. Now, that Mishnah happens to be was talking about the accused Bayil. They were talking about that the accused Bayil ended up marrying this woman. But Lamaisa, the Mishnah says that being since that they weren't allowed to get married, if they do, so we make them get divorced. And so says Rabbi Bar of Nachman, that from there we can learn to our case as well. That if a man divorces his wife, Mishum Shemra, and they go ahead and they get remarried, the husband remarries his wife, so the halacha is that we should make them get divorced. However, Amar Lei, Rabbi Bar Huna said back to him, that me dummy, are they really comparable? Hasa Haitzi Uha. Over there in the Mishnah, we're talking about a case where there are Edim. It says Haitzi Uha. It says that we make them get divorced. So we're talking about a case that there's Edim that the Bayil had this, did the Isser with the Eishes Ish. So of course we make them get divorced, because it's not just that he was Ivran at the Kanad Rabbanan, he's actually Asr Midar Raisa to her. There's an Isser for an Isha, an Eishes Ish that's Mizana. She's Asr to her husband, and she's Asr to the Bayil. So that's how we make them get divorced, because the Mishnah is talking about a case of Haitzi Uha, where there were Edim that saw that they were together. But here in our case, the Mishnah in Gittin is not talking about a case where there's Edim about the Shemra. It's talking about a case where Hamaitzias Ishtoi Mishum Shemra. He decided to divorce her. It's not that there were Edim, it was simply rumors. And he decided to divorce her. So over there, there's no Isser to her husband. There's no Isser Daraisa to her husband. It was just at the Kana Durabana that they're not allowed to get remarried. So therefore, my Shiloh remains, what's going to be the halach if they went ahead and they get remarried? You can't bring a raya from the Mishnah and Yavamas and Chavdal and Mabez, because that's Mishnah's talking about a case where there's Edim. So of course we make them get divorced, because there's an Isser D'Oraisa for them to be together. However, says the Gemara of a Rabbi Bar of Nachman, so what was he thinking? What was Rabbi Bar of Nachman thinking when he brought the raya from our Mishnah? Because he held that Masnisa Nami Haitzia Tanan. He held that our Mishnah is not talking about a case where there were Edim that saw this Nus. We were talking about a case of Haitzia, where the husband decided to divorce her because of the rumors. There's no Edim. It was just simply at the Kana de Rabbanan that the accused of Bayil is not allowed to marry her. And you see that Lamaisa, if they get married, we make them get divorced. And that's why Rabbi Bar of Nachman held that we could bring a raya from our Mishnah, which says if they get remarried, if they get married, we make them get divorced, to the case in Gittin, that if they get remarried, we'll also make the husband divorce his wife. However, says the Gemara of a Kati Midami, even still, even if you hold that the case of our Mishnah is discussing a case where there's no Edim, you still can't bring a raya from the case of our Mishnah to the case in Gittin, to the Shaila of Rabbi Bar Rav Huna. Because Hacha Baal, over here in Gittin, we're talking about where the husband remarries her. We're talking about the case of a Baal, Hasam Bayil. The case in Yavamis is talking about where the Bayil married her. The Bayil, we make them get divorced. But you can't bring a raya from the fact that we make the Bayil get divorced. Maybe it's more Meguna, Rashi says, to the case of the Baal. Maybe the Baal, we make him get divorced, but how could you learn from the Baal to the Baal? So Amar Leis, so Rabbi Bar of Nachman says back, that's not true. Shaper Damya Adadi, I could compare one to the other. You're right, it's talking about two different people. The case in Yavamis is talking about the Baal who married remarried her. The case in Gittin is we're discussing a shaila of a case where the Baal goes ahead and remarries her. But Lamaisa, you could compare the two, because Hacha Amar Rabbanan Lo Yichnais Vim Kanas Yaitzi. Because just like in the case in Yavamis, where it's the Baal who married her, Lamaisa, he was Ivran unto Kanad Rabbanan. Chazal said that the accused Baal is not allowed to marry this woman, and he went ahead and he did. And what's the halacha? That because he was Ivran unto Kanad Rabbanan, we make them get divorced. So if so, Hachanami, here also, when it comes to the case in Gittin, and the shaila you're asking about, so Ami Rabbanan Lo Yachzer, Chazal said that the husband who divorced his wife Mishum Shemra, he's not allowed to marry her. If so, the halacha should be the same, that Vimkanas Yaitzi, that the halacha should be the same, that if he marries her, we should make them get divorced. However, says the Gemara V'Loihi, that it's not true. Meaning, it is true that in both cases, the person was over, the man was over on the Takanah Rabbanan, but you can't compare the two halachis. Because Hasam over there in Yavamis, when the Baal marries this woman, Alume Alme Lakala, he's doing something terrible. There's already rumors about him that he was together with this woman when she was married to her husband. And now this accused Baal is gonna go and marry her. That's a terrible thing. He's really strengthening the rumors. So that's why we say that even if he gets married, we make them get divorced, because he's doing a terrible thing. He's strengthening very bad rumors. But hacha, when it comes to the husband who divorced his wife Mishum Shemra, and then he ends up remarrying her, so which he wasn't supposed to do, but lamaisa, if he does, so Amrinan Kambe Bekala Velase. So people who see this will just assume it must be that even though he divorced her Mishum Shemra, it must be he got to the bottom of it, and he realized that the rumors weren't true, she wasn't Mizanah, she didn't do anything wrong, and that's why he's remarrying her. And if so, he's not doing anything, he's not strengthening bad rumors. By the Baal, when he marries this woman, he's strengthening bad rumors. So that's why Chazal say that even after the fact, if he marries her, we'll make them get divorced, but you cannot learn from there to the case in Gittin. You can't learn from there to a case where a person divorces his wife Mishum Shemra, and he wasn't supposed to marry her, and if he did, so you can't bring a raya from the case in Yavamis to what the halacha would be by this case based on the Mishnah in Gittin. Says the Mishnah Vayter now, so we're talking about continuing this discussion of doing things which really strengthen bad rumors. So the Mishnah says like this, that Hamevi get me Medina Sayam, so one who's sent as a shliach from Chutz La'aretz, he sent as a shliach to Eretz Yisrael. There's a man in Chutz La'aretz that sends a shliach to divorce his wife who's living in Eretz Yisrael. So the husband is in Chutz La'aretz, the wife is in Eretz Yisrael, and the husband sends a shliach to deliver a get to his wife in Eretz Yisrael. So he's maybe get me medina sayam from Chutz La'aretz. Va'amar befani nechtav u'befanai nechtam. So he has to say that I saw the get being written and signed. Rashi brings this as really a sugya at the beginning of Maseches Gittin, where the Mishnah says over there that when a person brings a get from Medina Sayyam to Eretz Yisrael, so he has to say b'fanei nechtam u'b'fanei nechtam, he has to say that I saw the get being written and signed. Different reasons in the Gemara. The reason Rashi brings is the reason of Rabbah in the Gemara, which says, Rabbah says that in Chutz La'aretz people were not bekiyim in writing Gittin l'shma. So therefore, when the main takana that any time a person brings a get from Chutz La'aretz, he has to be able to verify the kashrus of the get. So he has to say b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. So this shliach he's bringing the get from the husband who lives in Chutz La'aretz to his wife in Eretz Yisrael, and he says, he hands her the get, he brings the get to Beis Din, and he says b'fanei nechtav u'b'fanei nechtam. So the halacha is that the woman is now divorced. Obviously, she has a get; she could get remarried. However, la'isa es ishtai, this shliach is not allowed to marry this man's wife. The shliach is not allowed to marry the woman who he's handing the get to, and the reason is because it looks bad. It looks bad. We needed him to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. Maybe he's lying. Maybe it's not really true. So if he's maybe he just wants to marry her. So because it would look bad if he himself goes ahead and marries her, so we say that he has an isser. He's not allowed to marry this woman. Similarly, the Mishnah says that mace, let's say an Eid Echad comes, and he says to a woman, he testifies in Beis Din, and he says about a lady's husband that the husband died. So the halacha is that in such a case, an eid echad is neman. The reason why an eid echad is neman to say about a woman that her husband died is because we assume that the lady will be daiko mitzvah. A lady will be very careful to make sure that it's true, and so she doesn't want to go ahead and get married to someone else and be a, you know, a saita derabanan, and it comes out that her husband's going to come back home, and then she's going to be, you know, in the middle of making kiddush with another man. It's not going to look very good, and it's going to be very bad for her. She's going to have to separate from both husbands. So therefore, the halacha is that we believe even in eid echad because we're so confident that she'll be daiku mintsava. So even an eid echad is neman. So this eid echad comes to Beis Din and he says about this woman that her husband died haraktiv, or he says I killed her husband, or haragnuhu, or that me and a few friends we killed her husband. In all these cases, so the woman is now, she's free to get remarried. However, la yisa es ishtai, this person who's saying that her husband died, that he killed her husband, or that others killed her husband, so he's not allowed to marry the woman again because it looks fishy if he goes ahead and he marries her. Rabbi Yehuda says that it's even worse than that. Haraktiv loitinase yishtai. If he says, I killed her husband, so then she's not even allowed to get married to anybody. She's not allowed to get married because he's saying that he's a murderer. So he can't say that her husband is dead. He can't, he's not believed for such a thing. So he's not believed. He can't say that I killed her husband. Meaning if he does, if he says, I killed her husband, so not only is he not allowed to marry her, but she's not allowed to get married bichlal. We don't believe him. However, haragnuhu, if he says that we killed her husband, there was a group of people that killed him, so then tinase ishtai, so then she is allowed to get remarried. Again, obviously not to him, but she is allowed to get remarried, and the Gemara on Amud Beis will explain what the difference is between haraktiv and haragnuhu. But that's the halacha, that if so really it's two different cases. One is a person who comes, he's the shliach to deliver a get to a lady in Eretz Yisrael, so if he's the shliach to deliver the get, he's not allowed to marry the woman. And also, if he's the eid echad who's testifying about a woman that her husband is dead and that she's free to get married, also in this case, he's not allowed to marry the woman. There's an interesting tshuva from the Chassam Sofer. It's in Ibn Ezra, Chelik Bey, Simen Nun Gimel. He discusses a shaila of a shliach who was sent to deliver a get to an isha in Eretz Yisrael. He was sent from Medina Sayyam to deliver a get to a woman, and he ended up appointing another shliach to deliver the get. So Reuven was shliach number one, and Reuven, I guess, whatever reason, he canceled his trip, so he gave the get to shliach number two. It was a shliach sasha shliach sasha shliach. Reuven was sent as a shliach, and he made Shimon the shliach to actually deliver the get. So what happened was is that Reuven actually ended up going ahead and having a relationship with this woman. This woman who he was sent to deliver the get to, he didn't end up delivering it. He ended up having a different shliach deliver it, but Reuven ended up with this woman. In fact, they were living together even be'isser. They weren't being careful on Hilchos Nida, the Shail says. And so the Shail seems like he was really looking for a kula over here, because they were doing Yisurim, and it would be very good if we would have it that they were mutter, that they were allowed to get married. It would save them from doing other Yisurim. And Lamaisa, the Chassam Sofer says back, he brings rayas, that there's no difference between if it's the Shliach himself or the Shliach Shasa Shliach. Any sort of Shliach that's involved in handing over the get, so he's not allowed to go ahead and marry this woman. In fact, he even brings a raya from a Taisus and Amud Beis that in this case of a shliach shasha shliach, so the first shliach is even worse off. Fine, we'll see when we get there. But that's what the Chassam Sofer writes. He says that they're not allowed to get married. Fine, it's probably not going to happen too often. But what's interesting is the next part of what the Chassam Sofer says. The Chassam Sofer then writes, he says, in this that you want to come up with some sort of kula, because they're living together be'isser, and so it would be better if we could come up with a way that they could be mutter to each other. So the Chassam Sofer says a big aside. He says that sometimes it's better not to be involved. Don't be an agent to make sure that they're not doing such chamer averis. Sometimes it's better let them be doing, and it's a big aside. He says sometimes it's better, there is an element where sometimes it's better to allow them to do the averu chamura, because if they're doing the averu chamura, there's more of a chance that they're going to have charata. And if there's more of a chance that they'll have charata, they'll end up doing tshuva. If you downplay things for them and you make things easier for them, so then their avera might not be as chamer, but then they're going to not ever have charata. They're never going to do tshuva. As opposed to if we let them do the avera chamura, so then we could hope that eventually they'll have charata, and then they'll end up doing tshuva, which is a big aside. Sometimes a person who's involved in these types of inyanim, so naturally a person might want to give a kula to make it that the avera being being done is less chamer. There's for sure a time where there's a makom for such a thing, but there's also a makom sometimes to say the opposite. There's also a makom, like the Chassam Sofer says, there's also a makom sometimes to not be the agent to try to, you know, make deals with the Torah and make isurim less chamer, more chamer. Let the person do the avera, so to speak, and hope that they'll have charata because of that, and that they'll end up doing tshuva. Akopanim now says the Gemara about the Reisha of the Mishnah. The Reisha of the Mishnah had said that when a person brings a get mi medinas hayam and he has to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam, so then there's an isser, he's not allowed to marry the woman that he delivers the get to. So says the Gemara, taima di mi medinas hayam. It seems like the only reason why this man, the shliach, is not allowed to marry the woman is because he's bringing the get mi medinas hayam, and because of that he has to say b'fanei nechtav b'fanei nechtam. And it comes out that we need to be saimech on him. So the only way we could be machsher this get is by using him. So since we're using him to be machsher the get, so that's a big reyesa. Then we can't let him marry her. Because if we would allow him to marry her, that's going to make things seem very suspicious. It makes it look very fishy. That he's the one, it was only mikayach him that we were able to be machsher the get, and then he goes and marries her, that already looks very fishy. Avo me'eretz Yisrael, but if a person is a shliach to deliver a get in Eretz Yisrael, where you don't need to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, the shtar itself, the get itself, does the whole deal, it does the whole thing. So if so, the lava leka samchinam, we don't need him to say anything. All he's doing is a ma'isa kaif. He's just bringing the get from person A to person B. He's bringing it from the husband to the wife. So then, yisa es ishtai. So then it seems like, being that we're not relying on him, because we don't need him to say anything, so then the shliach would be allowed to marry the woman. That's what it seems like from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah spoke about a case of Medina Sayam. It sounds like it's only because he was a shliach to bring the get Medina Sayam, where we needed him to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam. That's why we do not allow him to then go ahead and marry this woman. But if he was bringing the get in Eretz Yisrael, where we don't need him to say b'fanei nechtam, b'fanei nechtam, we don't need him b'chlal, so then we will allow him to marry the woman. The question is that the seifa of the Mishnah does not seem to fit with this klal. Because the seifa of the Mishnah is v'hameis, is a case where a person testifies that a woman's husband had died. He comes to Beis Din and he testifies about this woman that her husband is dead. The lav alei kasamchinan. We don't really rely on him. He's only an Eid Echad. The Amar Mar said, what's the pshat? How could an Eid Echad be Neman? We don't believe in Eid Echad. It's because Isha Daiku Mintzeva. It's because really we're relying on the fact that she's going to investigate. She's going to do her research. She's not going to want to get stuck and have to leave her next husband and then her old husband. She's not going to want to get into that, stuck in that predicament. And because of that, she's going to be very, very careful before she goes ahead and she gets remarried. So it comes out that when an Eid Echad says that her husband died, we're not really relying on him, we're really relying on her. And being that we're not really relying on him, it should be mutter for him to marry her, because we're not relying on him. It's not going to look fishy, we're not really using him. Yet, what does the Mishnah say? V'katani lo yisa es ishtai. And yet the Mishnah says that he's not allowed to marry the woman. So which one is it? If on the one hand, the ratio of the Mishnah is mashma, that a shliach in Eretz Yisrael would be allowed to marry the woman, because we're not really relying on him. If so, so then the same of halacha should apply to a case where an Eid Echad comes to Beis Din and testifies about a woman that her husband died, that the halacha should be that he should be allowed to marry the woman. What's the difference between the case of Meis and the case of a shliach for a get in Eretz Yisrael? So the Gemara says that there's a difference, because hasa muleka ksava and hacha ika ksava. Because by the case of the get, where he's a shliach to deliver the get in Eretz Yisrael, there's really two things that he has going towards his advantage. Number one is the fact that we're not relying on him, because we don't need him to say b'fanei nechtav, b'fanei nechtam. We already have the get. And number two is the fact that we have a get. We don't even need any sort of edus. The get itself says it all. And we're not going to be chayshish that he was mezayif the shtar, that he forged the shtar. That much we're not going to be chayshish the person that he would forge a shtar. And if so, it's more than just the fact that we're not relying on him. It's that the shtar itself is what's divorcing her. However, as opposed to hasam lekaksava, in the case of the aid where he's testifying about the woman that her husband died, so it's not like we have anything written about it. We don't have anything written. It's true we're not totally relying on him, but that's one thing that he has towards an advantage. He has that advantage in a chanami that we're not relying on him, but he doesn't have the second advantage that everything is already in the shtar. So the difference between the case of the shliach for the get in Eretz Yisrael and the case of the aid about the woman that her husband died is because by the get in Eretz Yisrael he has two advantages, as opposed to the case of the aid who testifies about the woman that her husband died, he only has one advantage. This is the way the Ritva explains the Gemara. And the Gemara brings a raya to this yisoid, that by a shtar, by a get, so things are much more makel, meaning that's a big advantage when you have things written in the get. Now, like we learned in the Mishnah says, it's discussing over there, that there are certain people that they're not neman. Even though an eid echad is neman to say about a woman that her husband died, even though an eid echad is neman, there are certain people that are not neman, because we assume that they don't like this woman, and they want this woman to get stuck. For example, with Sarah. Another example is a mother-in-law. There's different ladies that we assume that she maybe doesn't have the woman's best interests in mind, and because of that, we do not believe them as an eid echad to say that the lady's husband died. However, says the Mishnah, that even though we don't believe them to be an eid echad, to say that the lady's husband died, we do believe them, we do allow them to be a shliach to bring over a get. Now, what's the difference? That now we learned in the Mishnah that ma ben get lamisa. What's the difference? Why do we allow them to be a shliach to bring over a get, and we do not allow them to be an aid that her husband died? Because shaksav meichiach. Because by a get, being that it's written, so that much to assume that she forged the get, to assume that she forged the shtar, that much we're not going to be chayshish. That's where you see this yisoid, and that's the difference between the case of the shliach for the get in Eretz Yisrael, where we do allow him to marry the woman, versus the case of the aid who says that the woman's husband died. There we do not allow him to marry the woman.